Nearly everyone I talked to had some gruesome story involving a guileless acquaintance who had gone off hiking the trail with high hopes and new boots and come stumbling back 2 days later with a bobcat attached to his head. Or dripping blood from an armless sleeve and whispering, "Bear!" in a hoarse voice before sinking into a troubled unconsciousness. The woods were full of peril. Rattlesnakes and water moccasins and nests of copperheads, bobcats, bears, coyotes, wolves, and wild boar, loony hillbillies destabilized by gross quantities of impure corn liquor and generations of profoundly unbiblical sex, rabies-crazed skunks, raccoons, and squirrels, merciless fire ants and ravening black fly, poison ivy, poison sumac, poison salamanders, even a scattering of moose lethally deranged by a parasitic worm that burrows a nest in their brains and befuddles them into chasing hapless hikers through remote, sunny meadows and into glacial lakes. Literally unimaginable things could happen to you out there. I heard of a man who had stepped from his tent for a midnight pee and was swooped upon by a short-sighted hoot owl. The last he saw of his scalp, it was dangling from talons, prettily silhouetted against a harvest moon. And of a young woman who was woken by a sinuous tickle across